Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day, and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. Ladies, I just want to tell you that you all are such a blessing in my life. I love getting to read your testimonies and your stories about how God is doing incredible things in your life just by taking what we're talking about in this Uncommon Teen podcast and applying it to your life. You all don't even know how much of a blessing you are to me. Know that I am praying for you all every single day. And I am super, super excited for all of you that are joining us for the Uncommon Teen Bible Study in January. If you don't know about this Bible study yet, stay tuned to the end of this episode because we're going to talk a little bit more about what it is and how you can get involved. All right. Did you know that each one of us has between 50,000 and 70,000 thoughts every single day? If you're like me, you're probably more close to the 70,000 range. I am a thinker. I think all the time about everything. But one thing I think is really interesting is that in 2 Corinthians 10:5, God tells us to take our thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. Okay, 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts. Take our thoughts captive. That's a whole lot of thoughts to take captive. It can almost seem impossible, but let me tell you, it is not. The only way that we can actually take our thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ is to start thinking about what we're thinking about. What is going through your mind? The devil preys on our minds. And this is why it's so important for us to take those thoughts captive, because he knows our insecurities. And maybe if we don't really have insecurities, he'll start to make us believe that we do. He knows the things that we struggle with, and he feeds us with those lies over and over again. Lies that tell us things like we're worthless, we're not important, nobody likes us, we'll always be alone, nobody loves us, we're ugly, we're a failure, we're not accepted. 1 Peter 5:8 and then the beginning of verse 9 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whomever he may devour. Resist him, stand fast in faith." So there's a couple of things I want to pull out in these verses. That word sober means that we need to keep things in proper perspective. The devil cannot hurt us with his lies if we know the truth of who God says that we are. As we read in these verses, the devil is not a roaring lion. It says the devil walks about like a roaring lion. The reason why he walks about like a roaring lion instead of saying he is a roaring lion is because Jesus defeated Satan, and now he is just a big old kitten that's had his teeth removed, he's had his claws removed, and he's been defeated once and for all. So he's not a lion. He's like a lion. He pretends to be a lion. But Jesus is the true lion. You know, the devil, he may have a big roar. It may seem like the lies that he's been telling us are true, and we get caught up in them, and we start to believe them. But in reality, the devil can't actually hurt you. If you know the truth of God's word and what he says about you, the only way the devil can hurt you is if you give into his roar through doubting the words of God and believing Satan's lies and deceptions. When you know what God's word says and you don't give into his lies or deception, he's not going to be able to devour you. John 8:32 says that when we know the truth, when we know the word of God, it's that truth that we know that truly makes us free. It makes us free from all of the enemy's lies and deceptions. It makes us free from insecurities and feeling like we're not enough. It makes us free in every single area of our life. You know, earlier we talked about that we needed to start thinking about what we're thinking about in order to make sure that we don't give in to the lies of the enemy. But practically, what does that look like? How do you start to think about what you're thinking about? Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, and I'm going to kind of break this up as we go. It says, "Finally, my brothers," or my sisters, "be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." This is how we overcome the lies of the enemy. This is how we take captive every thought into the obedience of Christ. It's being strong in our relationship with God. And when we're strong in our relationship with God, we get his power and his might to stand against the enemy. Then the verse goes on to say, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." It basically means that the devil will feed your mind lies in order to get you off of God's path onto a path that's leading you in the opposite direction. These are the lies and deceptions that we've been talking about that the enemy tries to feed us. And the reason he does that, Proverbs 4, 18 through 19 says that the path of the just, or those who are following Jesus, is like the shining sun that shines even brighter until Jesus comes back. So when we're following God's path, our path is bright. But the way of the wicked, that opposite path, that one that the enemy is trying to get you on, is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. And that's the path that the enemy wants you to take, because he wants to pull you as far away from God as he possibly can. Now, continuing on with Ephesians 6, we'll pick up at verse 12. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Basically, it just means our war is not against people, it's against the enemy. Now, beginning with verse 13, it's going to talk to us about how we win that war with our thoughts. How do we win against the enemy whenever he's trying to bombard us all the time with the lies of this culture? It says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God," not just one or two pieces, the whole armor of God, "that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." The reason why Christians walk away from God is because they begin to believe the lies of the enemy, and they stop believing the truth of God's word. The enemy will try to stand against us. He will try to stand against our progress and our walk with the Lord. That is his number one plan. His number one plan is to get you off the word, to get you as far away from God as possible, because he knows that he's not going to get to go to heaven when Jesus comes back. He's going to hell, and he wants to take as many people as possible with him. So he's going to try to come against you and your mind. But when we're withstanding, as this verse says, we're clearing him out of our way. He cannot have any power over us because we understand what God's word says about us. This is why knowing your identity in Christ is so important. This is why we did the whole series on Who Am I? Because it's so important. The enemy is real. However, he does not have power over you because you have Jesus on the inside of you, and Jesus has already defeated him once and for all. So now, continuing on with the verses, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for the saints." Now, we're going to kind of break this down, and we're actually going to be breaking this down over the next couple of episodes, because I want you to really understand and truly know what each one of these pieces of armor are. How do they apply to your life? What do they actually mean? We're going to be digging into this, because I have heard so many people talk about the armor of God, but I never actually truly understood more than it's the breastplate of righteousness. It's the shoes of the gospel of peace. The Bible talks to us about putting on that whole armor, but if we don't understand what that armor is and how it helps us and how it applies to our life, how are we supposed to put it on? And so we're going to be talking about that, because there is a huge push right now against your identity in Christ. This world, this enemy wants to pull you so far away from God that you have no idea who you are anymore. And so I want to teach you how you can stand strong in God. You know, we saw this happen even back in the Bible time in the book of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 1, we see the enemy at work in King Nebuchadnezzar. One of the very first things that he did when he brought Daniel and his friends, Radshak, Meshach, Abednego, right? When he brought them into his palace, the first thing that he did to them was he changed their names. With changing their names, he thought that he could change their identity of who they were. This world is trying to change your name. The next thing that King Nebuchadnezzar did was he changed their diet. He was trying to get them off of the word of God. This world is doing the same thing to us. Ladies, it's so important to know that the culture and the enemy, that's their plan to change our identity and to get us off of the word of God and to get us to turn our backs on God for good. The way that we combat the enemy's lies is by putting on the whole armor of God. Just a side note before we get into these pieces of armor. When Paul was writing about the armor of God, he was actually sitting in prison and he was looking at the Roman soldiers who were guarding him. So as he writes this, this is very real. This is what the Roman soldiers wore, but it is so comparable with God's word. So the first piece of the armor that we need to put on, the very first thing before we put on anything else, is the belt of truth. The belt was the very first piece of armor that the Roman soldiers put on. If they did not have the belt, they could not put on any other piece of armor. This belt is what held all the other pieces of armor in place. So that belt is the very first thing that we need to put on in our lives as well. When the Roman soldier wore the belt, that belt was meant to cover their vital organs in their body. As Paul's talking about this belt of truth, he's talking about us making sure that we are covering our inwardmost part, our emotions. Have you ever had something happen to you where it just shook you? Like maybe something bad happened and it was like, whoa, it can be kind of scary. The first thing that usually goes in negative circumstances is our emotions. So when Paul is telling us to put on the belt of truth, he's talking about covering ourselves with the word of God so that we have peace in those moments of negative circumstances. Have you ever been around somebody who went through a really negative time, but they just had this peace about them? That's the kind of peace that God gives us in negative circumstances. And we do this by making sure that we're getting into the Bible every day, that we're making it a habit. When we put the word of God in us during the good times, when things are going great, when those bad times arise, which we all walk through the storms of life, because we put the word of God in us during those good times, that word of God is what covers us and gives us peace when those negative circumstances arise. If you feel like you need help in this area, like maybe it's hard for you to read the Bible because maybe you don't quite understand what it means or you don't really know how it applies to your life, I want to encourage you, download the 6-week Bible journal if you haven't done so yet. You can get this through the app under the tab that says Free Bible Journal Guide. If you don't have the app, you can download it at uncommonteenapp.com, or you can also go to the website uncommonteen.com and click on the free resource tab. All right, so the second piece of armor that we need to put on is the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate covers the core, the chest of the Roman soldier. The core of our identity needs to be covered in his righteousness. This is what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks in the Uncommon Teen podcast, our identity in Christ. The word devil in Greek actually means one who throws through. What the devil is trying to do, he's trying to hit us right where it hurts the most, our identity. He tries to tell us that we are our past and we can never move past it. This is why the Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. He sits there and he accuses us of all the things that we've ever done wrong, even though we've been forgiven in Christ. One thing that I think is really cool about the breastplates that the Roman soldiers wore is that they were scaled. They actually looked like they had scales on them. And the reason why they were scaled is because they were self-cleaning. Every time they would move, these scales would actually rub off all the dirt, all the grime that kind of builds up on metal. It would rub them so that they would stay clean and so they would stay shiny. When the Roman soldiers came up over the hill, The sun would reflect off of their breastplate and actually blind the enemies in battle. The same is true for us. The more that we know our identity in Christ, the more it blinds the enemy because he knows he has no place. He knows he cannot move us. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. That means that when God sees you, he sees you through the eyes of Jesus. He doesn't see your sins. He sees you as his beautiful, perfect daughter. Knowing your identity in Christ is so crucial. This is why you've been hearing me talk so much about the Uncommon Teen Bible Study that we have starting in January. Ladies, as Christians, we have to be renewing our mind to Christ all the time. And so that's why I want to encourage you, get into the Uncommon Teen Bible Study. Spots are filling up, but we would love to have you as a part of it. In this Bible study, we are focusing on our identity in Christ. My goal is to help you truly understand what it means to be the righteousness of God in Christ, to put on that breastplate of righteousness so that we can stand against the enemy's tactics so that he has no place in our life. To learn more about this Bible study, I encourage you talk to your mom, talk to your mentor, and then click on the tab in the Uncommon Teen app that says Connect with Jamie and just write the words Bible study. We will get back to you as soon as possible with next steps on how you can join us. All right, ladies, as we say each week, I want you to repeat after me and really mean it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. I am so blessed that I get to walk this journey with you. Have an incredible week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year, it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.